brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're going to be live the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting this Thursday, January 8th, 2009 edition, this attempt to awaken the world population to the overarching world psychological dictatorship that's run by the New World Order. And for the next hour and a half, we're honored to be joined by one of the most sought-after speakers on radio and in person, filmmaker, best-selling author, David Icke, also championship goalie in his own right. Of course, BBC News presenter before his startling Saul on the road to Damascus transformation, literally being knocked off his horse with a revelation. And in the last 15, 16, 17 years, he has spoken to millions of people around the world, and we're honored to have him again for the next hour and a half to talk about the current world economic crisis being engineered and how this is really going to force an even faster awakening to this tyranny. So, David Icke, it is great to have you joining us here from England.
Thank you, Alex.
This is a short segment, but what are some of the things you want to discuss and go over today?
Well, certainly we talk about the financial situation because, you know, for me, what we're looking at is a similar situation to when they have a controlled demolition of a building and the charges go off and you see the flashes. And then, extraordinarily, there's that split second when nothing seems to happen, and then the whole thing crashes. And for me, where we are in this economic engineered collapse is in that split second before the whole thing starts to collapse. And, you know, when you think that within that split second, they have already thrown grotesque amounts of money at the banks. The interest rates in America are basically down to zero. They've just come down in England today to the lowest ever in the history of the Bank of England, 1.5%, and none of it is working. And therefore, when you've thrown all your bullets at the situation and they're not working, and we're not even into it yet in to the level it's coming, then we've got a lot of challenges to face. But as you say, Alex, you know, there's a word in Chinese, I think, that means both danger and opportunity. And this is a danger from the system as we perceive it now and through our lives. But it's a wonderful opportunity to change the system.
In the time we have left in this first segment, I want to get your response since the last time we had you on to it's got to be more than 400 articles I've seen. If you Google the term New World Order and put it into the news section, not web, but news, the last time I checked, it was 4,600 news articles, but I only, over the last few months, have read, I know it's more than 300. It's 10 or 15 a day I see without looking. Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, Der Spiegel, all the major publications of record of the establishment, the Bilderberg, you know, run of their editor-in-chief, of course, is Bilderberg, Mr. Wolf, Times of London, Financial Times, saying, and now for world government. And they say, we set it up in secret. It's for your own good. We'll save you from the financial collapse when they engineered it. And they go on to say that we're going to pay carbon taxes on all our activities to them. So Kissinger came out this week and said we need to use this crisis for a new world order. I mean, they're really, like you said, emerging. And you've always said, others have said, at the point of emerging, that is when you know they're finally going for broke because now they can't cloak it anymore. They've got to come out in the open.
No, there was always a time when what they were doing covertly had to break the surface because they want to change society and the image that they want to change society. So we have to eventually see it in our face, and that's what we're seeing. And, of course, you know, those of us like you and me and many others who've been warning about this for so long, it's unfolding in such a blatantly predictable way. This engineered collapse is there as a massive problem for which you offer the solution. And the solutions are the infrastructure we've been predicting all this time, including the World Central Bank. They've not used that word yet, that term yet, but they will. They're talking about
architecture. Actually, they have mentioned a new World Central Bank. You may have missed it. Stay there. David Icke, we'll be back after this quick break to go over all of this. Please stay with us.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget the free podcast you can go sign up for free at InfoWars.com on the listen page. Okay, David Icke, continuing, for more than 15 years, you've talked about how the private financial banks would engineer a crisis and then out of that bring in their world government. They have said, as we were getting to before we went to break, at the G20 summit, a new world financial system with a world financial bank where you will pay your carbon credits directly to them. I remember seeing that in the Financial Times of London and other places. They are now moving us towards that. So it looks like their system's imploding and that, you know, they're laying off all these financial workers. That's because they don't need the little bees to gather people's investments. They're now stealing the pension funds. We're now, the West is in negative savings, so they need to destroy the old system to build their new system. Problem, reaction, solution. Break that down for us, David Icke.
Yeah, they're talking in Europe, people like Sarkozy and Gordon Brown, about a new global financial architecture, which is all, of course, all well speak for this centralized financial system that will dictate the whole of global finance from a central point. This is what they've been working towards. And it's important to stress that, you know, when people see the banking system collapsing, that they think it's bad for the bankers. Well, it's bad for the bankers who lose their jobs, like you say, the bees. But it's not bad for the people who own the system. And this is the point. The families that we're talking about own the system. So if they owned the National Football League, they couldn't care less if one team beats this team or that team beats another team, because they own the game. They can't lose. So when this bank goes down or that bank goes down or this bank's absorbed by this bank, it doesn't matter to them. What it means is they're just fewer names on the doors to deal with. They own the game, and they're changing the game now to increase the amount of centralized global control that will, by definition, increase dramatically the amount of control over the global population, which is what money is about. Money is a vehicle for control, for suppressing potential, for suppressing choice, for forcing people into doing things they don't really want to do because they have to raise the money to pay the essential bills to the corporations that are owned by the same people that are screwing them financially. So we're reaching a point now where we've gone so far along this road, while people have been watching game shows and watching the soaps and the football, and now it's peeked its head into the public arena where it's in our face, and people are going, where did this come from? Well, it's come from decades and decades, indeed hundreds of years of manipulation to get us to this point. And it's a point of great challenge and great danger in terms of freedom, but it's also a point of great opportunity, because you can ignore something when crazy people like me are going, it's coming. And you are, no, just mad, he believes in reptiles, oh, he's mad, and all this stuff. But when it's in your face and it's in your daily life, you can't look away anymore. And I'm sure you're finding the same, Alex, that more and more people who were ignoring it before are now going, hold on a second, what can we do about this? So we're moving into a stage where we can actually, those that are challenging this tyranny, this global fascism, where we can actually go to a stage of starting to do something about it rather than just talk about it.
Okay, David, while you were talking, I went into Google and Googled World Central Bank and found hundreds of articles. Here is Newsweek, why we need a bank of the world. The financial crisis is global and only international central bank can deal with it. Now, already under the IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, in their own documents, they admit they already are the world central bank. But under this, they will set interest rates globally. They will selectively control nations. They will decide how much currency can be issued. You'll still all have your currencies of the world, in their own words. It will just all be regulated and controlled by them, kind of like the national ID card in the U.S. It's the states administering it, but the feds set it up and control the computer systems. So it's really a national ID card tied into a world ID database, but the public thinks it's a driver's license when it's really the real ID. But there is Newsweek for anyone that doubts this, and I could sit here showing people hundreds of these where they are saying not just that they're setting up a world central bank, but that you will pay your taxes on every activity you are involved in on your carbon footprint to them.
Yeah, and the idea is to eventually get rid of all currencies for a simple reason that at the moment, if you go into a store or you want to buy something anywhere and you give them electronic money and the computer says no to your credit card, then at least still just you have the opportunity to say, well, I'll pay cash then. But what they want to do eventually is take all cash out of circulation. So that computer, whoever programs it, decides if and what you purchase. That's the idea of the cashless society, which we're hurtling towards. And that's the next phase.
And that's
looking
already
at beyond where we are now.
And that's already happening. You know, we never shop at Walmart here at this office, but I said, hurry up and get me a TiVo so I can record things off TV here at the new office. And the guys went to Walmart without asking me. I don't micromanage them. And my guy called, and because he had a debt, not an unpaid check, but because he had a debt that he hadn't paid, now the credit score is tied in with Walmart and other big stores. They wouldn't let him use that company check because he had bad credit. So we're already going into that system where, right. I see him carding 75-year-old men buying cigarettes or beer at the store now, and the corporations admit they're getting us ready to have to show ID to buy and sell, and they're going to have a new world and local sales tax that will also have a database of everything you buy, sell, and do in the name of administering the sales tax.
Yeah, and this is happening everywhere. I mean, in Britain, the Big Brother state is hurtling forward. And in terms of the economic situation here, I mean, it's not really reached the point that it's going to reach, as we were talking about earlier. But when I go around the shops, which I occasionally do, not very often, or you go into a pub or a restaurant or something, places are empty. where I go, where they never were before. And so, you know, we're on the brink of a massive economic situation here globally, and it's been deliberately engineered for the ends that we're talking about.
David, how do we get the word out to the people? And as you said, our credibility is soared because everything we predicted is now unfolding, unfortunately. I wish we were wrong. How do, what are the most, because you're very effective at unlocking minds, in your educated opinion, your informed opinion, from experience, how do we reach out to them and say, look, it's now here. We're not warning you about something coming and all the preparatory phase that was bad enough setting up this tyrannical, dehumanizing, soul-stealing grid. We're now entering in to the long slide into the depths of global mass extermination, population reduction, because we're not making even predictions. We're following their own documents. We know where it goes. Can the public face the horror of what's going to happen if they keep living in la-la land?
Well, what I say to people is, you know, if you think you don't like the situation now, then think what you're going to face a little way down the road. And more than anything, think of what your children are going to have to face. Because you think that we live in a controlled society now, this is nothing compared with what they are going to have to live in. So in terms of parents who are listening to this information, I would say this. Go and look your children in the eyes and tell them that you can't be bothered or you're too frightened to do anything about it. You're too frightened to get involved, in being another conduit for getting this information further and further expanded into the public mind. But you're too frightened to get together with others to stop cooperating with this system and to not be intimidated into coming into line, which is a bit like coming into line in a concentration camp and thinking it will be okay. As long as you stay in line and you do as you're told, you'll be fine. And then you realize at the end of it, well, actually, it ain't fine. And if you'd have all rebelled earlier, then you wouldn't be in the situation you're facing now. The point of mathematics alone ought to let us see where the real power is here. There are billions of people, 6 billion, nearly getting on to 7 billion on this planet, who are being manipulated. There are, in full knowledge of what they're doing, a relative handful of those who are doing the manipulating to the end that we're talking about. Because of the compartmentalized pyramids that they've constructed within all these institutions of government and finance and corporations, the vast majority of people who are daily making contributions to push the world in this towards this Orwellian global state have no idea that they're doing that because they don't know how their contributions fit in with everyone else's. Only the few at the top do. And what we need to start doing is realizing that we've reached a fork in the road. And if we keep going the way we're going, and we keep putting our heads in the sand, because, you know, you can put your head in a bucket of sand when a tornado's coming, but it's still coming, and your bum is still in the air, and it's still coming. And you're going to get it eventually, even though you've ignored the fact that you have, up to the point where you get hit. If you lift your head from the sand and you look and face the situation, a tornado's coming, you can now take action to avoid the consequences.
Exactly.
That's where we're looking at now. We need to grow up, start being adults, look at the future our children are going to have unless we do something, and get off the backsides, disconnect them from the sofa, and let's get this sorted.
Well, absolutely. We're going to go to break and come back and get more into this mass awakening. People, and I want to get your take on this after the break, David. People love to say, oh, look at those stupid Jews or those stupid gypsies or those stupid Anglicans who didn't like Hitler. And they just went on trains and they went to camps and they stripped down naked and they got run into pits and gunned down. Why didn't they fight back? And we see those Nazi film footage of that. When that was done incrementally, we're going to come back and get your analysis on this. That was done incrementally. They were slowly trained to live in ghettos and then to wear yellow stars or pink triangles or whatever the case was. They were slowly trained by incremental steps to put up with more and more until, well, now we're taking you here to a camp to be safe because the public's beating you up and smashing your store windows. And, now just take your clothes off over here. We're going to take care of you. And then they would line up and see the people being shot in front of them, but they would still just run into the pit obediently to their deaths. That is mind control. That is incremental conditioning. And we're going into the same thing as the ambient tyranny is turned up. We have to learn to recognize that, to stop it now, and break our conditioning. Stay with us with David Icke.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
If you don't think the global architects running the Western world and the planet won't kill you, won't enslave you, won't rob your pension funds blind, it's happening. Just yesterday, I saw several mainstream news articles admitting that British SAS trained Pol Pot's people to kill between 3 and 4 million. Why did they do this? We'll talk more about that with David Icke. David, I went into the mass mind control of people in Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, over and over again, who will just march in and be mowed down and killed. Why did the founders of this country, why would they not go along with that? Why did they fight back? What's the difference? How do we get people to psychologically realize how they're being trained to have this learned helplessness where they just lay down to the men in black uniforms?
Well, when you're talking about mass mind control, we can't go any further than Barack Obama, because America has just had visited upon it a massive mass mind control operation to get him to power and to build his ludicrous myth of a personality and an image that so many people have bought. And I don't know about you, Alex, but I tell you, I've shaken my head a few times in the last few months when I've seen people who I thought had got it to an extent, who have bought the Obama myth as if somehow here out of nowhere is a change to the system as it works in terms of creating precedents.
Well, to answer your question, what I think of it, they know things are bad and they want to believe a fairy tale. They want to think the nightmare is over. It's exactly because they are somewhat awake that they're so afraid now at the reality that they are grasping at straws, seeing things, mirages in the desert. A man dying of thirst will, see huge lakes of cool, clean water to go drink, and will even go crazy and think he's drinking water when he's throwing sand into his mouth. And you've written a great analysis breaking down the mass mind control, the real programs of Barack Obama. We link to it at Infowars.com, to DavidIke.com. What's the article? The Emperor with No Clothes?
It's Barack Obama, the Naked Emperor. You've introduced a very, very important point, Alex, in terms of mass mind control. It's the principle of the target wanting it to be true. And in many ways, the worse it gets, the more people can be enticed into following someone who's telling them what they want to be true. I mean, if you take what happened in Nazi Germany and those other examples you gave, at each point, people don't want to face the fact of the situation they're in. So they will believe when someone tells them, no, it's not that. Just do it for this reason. They want that to be true, and that's the most powerful form of control. And you're absolutely right. What's happened with Barack Obama? See, this old technique of problem, reaction, solution, we're now seeing in America, and indeed globally, because of Obama's global influence. I mean, I was in Africa recently, a few weeks ago. I mean, crikey, he's a god there. I guess you can understand why. But if they knew that the agenda they have for Africa, the people behind Obama, then that he would be anything but a god. But the point is that we're seeing a problem, reaction, solution presidential game here. They brought Bush in, the people that control Bush, the neocons, and what they've done for 8 years is create massive problems, financial problems, overseas war problems, military problems, problems of every kind.
And he was also arrogant and didn't care and lied and said, I don't read the newspaper. Exactly, a perfect psyop, what the Romans would do with a governor, give them an abusive governor, but then bring in a slicker governor who could engage in even more abuse and the people would accept him as a savior.
Exactly. You know, one of the interesting things between the mid-90s and about 2002, I did enormous amounts of research into mind control, individual and mass mind control. And one of the staggering things you came across when you talked to some of these individual victims of mind control was that they had this enormous affection for their controllers who were abusing them on one level. It's a very strange psychological trait, but that's what we're seeing on a mass level. So Obama's come along with people in fear, in outrage, anyone who's Bush, who's not Bush, has got to be better. And he's come along with his smiling face, the smiling viper, and now he is going to, from January the 20th, be offering solutions to the problems that the Bush administration created. And people see, and all over the world, they see a change in president as a change in direction. And all it is, in truth, is a new phase in the same direction towards this global Orwellian tyranny we talked about.
They're just
about.
Putting a new quarterback in.
Exactly. And what Obama's been brought in to do, the salesman, well, he's a salesman as long as he's reading someone else's words on autocue, is to sell now the solutions to the problems. And these will be what they call the global architecture that we've been talking about all these years. And it will also be, and we're already seeing it, the networks of...
David, stay there. We're going to talk about this next phase. You thought it was bad under Bush? Get ready. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back, my friends. I want you to be sure and visit his fine website, scores of books and films and presentations. Some of the most riveting and informative and mind-expanding out there. DavidIke.com. And when he's on with us, we'll also be putting his website up on screen for folks. We're also simulcasting the radio show right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. There's DavidIke.com on screen. DavidIke.com. Before we go back to David, the 9/11 Chronicles, the 9/11 film that shows you the 9/11 Truth Movement, police trying to claim they're going to plant bombs on 9/11 truthers in New York, claiming that cameras are guns, confiscating their cameras, but we had hidden cameras, world leaders being confronted, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, on and on and on. This is just such an amazing film. It's Cinema Verite, There's no voiceover in this. The one film I've made that's cinema verite style, available as low as $6.95 at Infowars.com when you get it as part of group combo packages. And make copies of it. Get it out to people. That's why I've been offered big distribution deals by Universal and people and turned them down because I wouldn't be able to let you make copies of them, but we still need to sell a few so we can operate here. Also, my preeminent film on the overall New World Order system, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, what the elite's mindset is, how they're setting up the world government, how they plan to exterminate 80 to 90% of us with their own documents, the Bilderberg Group confronted. It's all there in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And we carry a lot of other books and videos like The Money Masters, 3.5-hour film, for the price of a regular length film. You'll have a master's degree in how the private central banks operate and what they're doing to us with this film at Infowars.com. Jason Burmes' 9/11 film, getting into the Israeli connection, the Pakistani connection, the NORAD stand down, the ghost planes, the doomsday aircraft running the attacks. It's just an unbelievable film, the latest 9/11 film out there. It's Fabled Enemies, also available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can call 24 hours a day. Ask them about the combos and discounts. Hundreds of films and books and titles, not just my 21 films and the book I wrote and the other book I published, Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Also, this live TV show will be archived at PrisonPlanet.tv in high quality within a few hours of the show being over. If you're not watching us live streaming right now, when you get home from work or whatever, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see this interview in high quality if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, 15 cents a day. I would also add support David Icke is key. He also has a similar members area of his site, DavidIcke.com. Okay, David, we got a long segment here. Let's roll with it. Break down. I mean, he's clearly doing NLP, mind control program, when he gives these speeches, the way both parties have gotten behind him, the way Pat Robertson is getting behind him, saying socialism's good, it will save us. Obama is unstoppable. We have Kissinger saying he is the man, the world's perception. This is an opportunity for a new world order. In fact, cue that video up. We'll play a clip of it later, just the part where Kissinger says that they're halfway through the three-minute clip. David, break down, what's happening with Barack Obama and how he's being sold and packaged as this messiah.
Well, what they've done is used all the mass mind control techniques, and the key one is to turn him, over the last year, 2 years, into a blank screen on which the people project their own version of what he is. And they've done this by ensuring that he never goes into specifics up to the point where he was elected. Because once you go into specifics, when you're trying to be elected, you're already pushing some people away who don't like your specifics. Ah, so that's what you mean. No, I don't want that. So what he's done is just continually repeated the mantra of, I stand for change, I stand for hope, and I stand for something to believe in. Now, the change idea is very effective because of the way the system screws people. At any point in time, the vast numbers of people are not happy with their status quo, the way their life is. So anyone who comes along and starts saying, I will change things, is immediately open to that because, well, I don't like the way things are. Change, yeah, change. I mean, Clinton did this when he got elected for the first time. And so they created a blank screen with Obama on which the people projected their version of what those themes meant. And so he became all things to all men and all women, those that could see through him, that is. And that's got him elected. And what it's done, and I'm sure that there have been many other subliminal, even technological, I would say definitely technological effects that have been attacks on the human perception, so that they have actually started to see this guy in messianic terms. I mean, I've spoken to people, and I think, I'm going to click my fingers in a minute, mate, so you wake up when they're talking about this fellow, and I found that in Africa as well. So he's going to get this, compared with most presidents, a really big honeymoon period where he's going to be allowed to get away with a lot of things that other presidents like Bush wouldn't. Oh, let's see what Bush is doing. Look, oh, I knew it. No, but Obama is going to be different for a while anyway. And I expect, because they have this agenda and they want to push it on as fast as possible, and they understand this honeymoon period, anything goes for Obama following January the 20th, that we're going to see things kick off real quick.
We're going to see a blitzkrieg of activity before the public wakes up. And going back, Look at all his betrayals, though, to get the anti-war movement that swept the Democrats into Congress in 2006 behind him. His handler, who brought him and Governor Blagojevich up, Rahm Emanuel, who's an IDF officer, right, not even really an American citizen or dual citizen, a foreign Mossad operative, he openly is the biggest pro-war person in the Democratic Party, but it's come out now. He told Obama, lie and say you're against it, and then now he's the chief of staff. So just incredible betrayal, the wiretapping against the Americans, flip-flop on that. Now he wants to confront Russia. Obama is doing 180 degrees from what he claimed he'd do, but now he's not saying anything. He's not weighing in on Gaza, on nothing. He's just sitting there and being our savior.
Obama's not just a blank screen in the way I've just described. He's also a blank mind in terms of his own intellect. He's just a front man. He's a salesman for the people behind him, not least the big new Brzezinski. And it's interesting that if you read Brzezinski's books and then you hear Obama's policies, they kind of mirror each other. I got a quote here from a Brzezinski book before anyone had heard of Obama nationally. And it said, this is Brzezinski writing, needed social reassessment can be encouraged by deliberate civic education that stretches the notion of service to a higher cause than oneself. As some have occasionally urged, a major step in that direction would be the adoption of an obligatory period of national service for every young adult, perhaps involving a variety of congressionally approved domestic or foreign good works. Now, of course, Obama has been talking about exactly that, and this is a key phrase here in terms of Obama, that stresses the notion of service to a higher cause than oneself. This is going to be one of the great ways that Obama sells the tyranny. He's going to sell it as people coming together, as serving a higher cause, and again and again you hear him, not him, just him, but his wife as well in some of her speeches, talk about the fact that America he's going to have to sacrifice to bring about this change. And one of the key sacrifices, without any question, is going to be sacrificing their sovereignty and ability to govern themselves.
And that's why Colin Powell and Vice President Biden-elect were all saying, get ready for things that are unpopular when they're speaking to inner core groups of Democrats around the country, and it's been caught on tape a few times. They're saying the people aren't going to like any of this, and that's raiding the pension funds, starting new wars. And there's also this classic mind control, and I want you to speak to this particular tactic. They'll announce, we want world government's good, new world order's good, new world order means world government. Then they'll say, but I didn't just say that, and you're insane if you're against world government. And if you believe in world government, it exists, and if you think it's good, it exists. But if you don't want world government, you're insane, it doesn't exist. And then we've seen, again, all these publications announcing world government in our face. It's the same thing with Obama. There's just this almost like they're testing being ridiculous, lying in public, doing asinine things, and studying re-education camps in Soviet Russia and communist China. That's what they did. They made the interrogations crazy. They made people change what they were saying and believing every day. They would say, I'll quit torturing you when you say you agree with this. Okay, I agree. They'd still go ahead and torture you. Now you have to say you believe in that. And it goes back to O'Brien in 1984, where, of course, Eric Blair, George Orwell, was writing about it, being a former secret police member in India and then a propagandist at BBC, at this mind control program of setting the precedence that the police can shoot somebody unarmed, restrained in the back, and then nobody gets in trouble, setting the precedence just for unbelievable corruption.
Yeah, one of the things that they're always doing is pushing things as far as they can, and they're looking for a public reaction. If they don't get the public reaction against them that is a problem to them, then they'll go ahead with whatever they've announced. If they get a massive public reaction, then they'll just start denying it and saying it's ridiculous, and these people who are saying it are crazy, and they'll realize that they're going to have to do it in another way, maybe in two steps rather than one step.
Case in point. First, they said there was no Trans-Texas Corridor on CNN and Fox. They said Ron Paul was insane, that it didn't exist. On and on and on and on. Then they put up the signs, put up a lot of the toll roads, many of the 8,000 miles of toll roads, about 10% were put in place. Then they came out this week and said, okay, the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. And then they announced a few days later, well, really, it's not dead. We're just breaking all the projects down into sub-pieces, and we're going to carry out every single bit of seizing your infrastructure to put international toll roads on it. So there's the example right there. Meanwhile, I'm on national radio debates, and the talk show host laughs at me and says none of this even exists.
Yeah, that's the way they work. And, you know, in terms of Obama, we've got a mass mind control operation behind him that's far more, well, if you, it's not sophisticated if you know how it works, but if you don't, it's far more sophisticated than I've come across. This is really a step up.
Well, you said it. They're using every science they've developed together, overlaid, working on all eight cylinders like I've never seen. And normally they would play off the left-right paradigm with both parties for the illusion of that the Congress and the president really run things and aren't just front puppets, you know, for the real guys upstairs, as you've said so many times. For the first time ever, they're telling us we must be unified. And for me, that is the signal that they are really moving into a new phase.
Well, it was interesting. Years and years ago, when I was researching this back in the early 90s, I came across a lady called Kitty Little, who was an Oxford Don. And she told me that she attended a talk by someone at Oxford University in like the 1940s. And she got into this meeting, which was a closed meeting, because they thought she had certain political views and she didn't. And so she was an interloper and they didn't know. And this man stood up and he made a speech, and he said that there was an organization that had no name. He said, we don't give it a name because it's much more difficult to track it down if it doesn't have a name. He said it has a political wing and it has what he called a biological wing. The head of the biological wing was Lord Richter Rothschild. And he said, was the head of that time of the political wing. And he said, as a result, there was going to come a point where he was going to become Prime Minister of Britain. And his name was Harold Wilson. And he became Prime Minister of Britain in the early 60s, and apart from 4 years, until 1975. But what he said in that speech was that the infiltrators of this conspiracy were going to go into the right wing of the Labour Party, which was perceived then as a left-wing party, and they were going to go into the left wing of the Conservative Party, which was perceived as a right-wing party, because he said people instinctively don't like extremists, so we're going to pose as moderates. He said, and what's going to happen is control of both these parties, we're going to fuse them together to the point where they become one party under two names or three names with the Liberal Party. And what has happened in this country from the end of Margaret Thatcher onwards, particularly when Blair came in, is that is precisely what has happened. We have three parties in this country, two that have any chance of forming a government, Labour and Conservative, the Liberal Democrats as well. You can't hardly, except in rhetoric, get a cigarette paper between them on most of these things. And the same is happening now in America. We're reaching this point where the parties are fusing into the one party that they want them to become. And so we don't have political choice anymore.
Yes, whereas before they would have little fights with each other, yep, over the power structure, over who got to sit in the seats and levers of power to fund themselves and aggrandize themselves. Now there is no separation. And remember last year, David, in England, it came out that the House of Commons was being spied on by MI5. All the phones were being listened to, but that the main focus was on the few little parties that weren't controlled, and that they weren't worried about the three major parties because those were basically already run by the intelligence apparatus.
Yeah, well, you've got Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister. You've got David Cameron, the leader of the opposition. They use different words and they criticize each other. But you look at their basic policies and what they would do in power. It's precisely the same. And so it shows how far along the road we've now come, where even the pseudo fighting that went on before is now fusing into this one party state. And what they've done with Obama is turning him into a a public demo Republican, if you like, a Republo Democrat, whatever you want to call it. They're putting him right in that center ground in the public mind of bringing people together. But actually, he is a massive extremist who owes more to the fascist state of mind, especially the people behind him, than any socialist state of mind. Although if you go far enough left and far enough right, you meet the same situation anyway.
And then we get into colors, using colors to program. Have you noticed that he and his wife, the night they won, both wore red and black, and so did their children? Again, there's major messages in that.
Yeah, I mean, they understand the way that vibrational codes affect people. And colors are vibrational codes. They're different colors and different shades of colors.
And that's the fascist color. And that's the fascist color, red, black, and white.
And it affects you in a certain way, and they speak to the subconscious mind. But I think one of the key things that we're going to see with Obama is the creation of a situation where if you're not for him, then you're somehow need to be marginalized.
And you're causing the economy to get worse. They're already saying that. If you do exactly what they say, and you don't question, and you go to the work brigades, and you hand your children over, and you spy on your neighbors, and you pay all these carbon taxes, things will be fixed. That's the solution. But if you stand in the way of the solution, you've got to be removed because you're the cause of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, when these demagogues and tyrannies come to power, I mean, Hitler's a classic example. Anyone that is against them is attacked, is marginalized, is abused, is libeled and slandered, and it's designed to stop people being that nail that stands out above the rest, as the Japanese say.
David, stay there. We'll come back and continue with that. I want to talk to you, too, about a backfire, though. I'm seeing a backfire here. Because the system has lost so much credibility, people instinctively now, they see someone being attacked, think, they must be good. Okay, so what's happening there is the system loses more and more credibility. Stay with us. David Icke, compelling information. We'll be right back.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative, InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
As we've been trying to go the wine spread, much too long,
David Icke is our guest for another 40 minutes. Gonna open the phones up in the next hour, 1-800-259-9231. We're fighting the technological enslavement system. We're fighting the final revolution of the elite against humanity, trying to make themselves gods. I want to get into the genetic engineering, why they're destroying the environment in the name of saving it, what their final end game is if we don't defeat them, and more about us being empowered and taking action that you speak so eloquently to, David. But continue with the point you were making when we got interrupted by the break.
Well, I just feel that, Obama is going to be put up there in a situation where you're either for him and you're a good guy, or you're challenging him and you're just trying to destroy America. And the other thing that is going to be played, although he's talking all the time about, oh no, racism and all this stuff, the race card's going to be played as well. People who attack him, they're going to be called racist, and it's just because he's a black president.
Oh, David, I know this has happened to you. On my website, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we'll write an article with Rahm Emanuel saying compulsory service. We'll say we're against it, and every other comment is, you just hate black people. But then I notice it's mainly white yuppies saying it. Are they programmed, or are those disinfo?
Well, that's an interesting point, I would make this point very strongly. I've got a great friend in Africa. He's a Zulu shaman, a very well-known man in South Africa. He's in his 80s now, and his perception of Obama is absolutely spot on.
He wrote a poem that's on your website.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you a few lines from it?
Read the whole poem. Go ahead.
Okay. He wrote this poem after he saw Obama in speaking on television. An actor walks upon the floodlit stage of life, wearing a mask of an angel beneath a demon's crown, a gown rather, pretense smiles upon the crowded hall of life, holding out hope as bright as it is false. Son of a woman who, in whose veins flows the blood of ancient Ireland and dark Africa's plains, you are Obama, nicknamed the Standing King. You are Barak, O son born to deceive. The suffering hordes of Africa look up to you. See a black savior where naught but a Judas strides. An entrapper of nations, bringer of dismal war. Behind the robes and the nylon wings of hope, oh, may those who look up to you see you as you are. May those who hope in you behold you as you are. A prince deceitful to bring down Africa's shrines. A siren who leads Africa's ships onto rocks of obliteration. Your rule, my lord, will not be one of peace. Your reign, my king, will not be one of smiles. And so it goes on. And the some of the people that are going to be most disappointed about the reign of Barack Obama are going to be the black people of America. Because he's got a different color skin doesn't mean that he has their best interests at heart.
Well, David, the first thing he's doing is massively increasing open, and even the Huffington Post, liberals are reporting this, massive forced abortion eugenics funding in Africa, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
He is going after them.
Brzezinski's agenda for Africa is absolutely grotesque, and that's what Credo Mutwe is pointing out here, what the agenda for Africa is. But, you know, there is a black overclass in America, which Credo Mutwa describes as white people in black bodies. And that black overclass does not answer. This is the Obamas and the Jesse Jacksons and the Oprah Winfreys and the Jay-Z's. That doesn't answer in terms of its allegiance to black people in general. It answers to the white overclass, the bloodlines that run the...
Stay there, David. Stay there. 70-second break. And we'll be right back with David Icke in the final hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.